fasten your seatbelts, get the tissues ready, and polish up those dancing shoes. We're going down musical memory lane with me, Monique Chambers, and a bunch of guests that have got really eclectic taste. Welcome to this week's Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and my guest this week is Martin Azapardi, who's an actor and the chairman of MADC. So,
good morning.
Good morning. You've been chairman of MADC for quite a while now.
Yes, too long. No, six or seven years. I was always associated with MADC before I went to live in London, and then when I came back, I sort of took up again. Acting really with MADC and then helping backstage and then eventually becoming chairman. That's where we are at the moment.
Yes, and it's not surprising to see there are some theatre tunes on your list, but there's also some quite interesting stuff as we go along.
Yes.
I'm going to start with the first of your musical memories, which I love this. I love this, The King and I, and it's the March of the Siamese Children. So
okay.
What does that bring it to you? What does that bring? I mean, okay, medial grinner, but what do we...
Well, at school we had done the production of The King and I.
Okay.
And they obviously came to the class and made us audition. And I took part in it. And that was the first time I went on stage. And I was about 8 or 9 years old in prep one at school, St. Aloysius. And I still remember, when I hear the tune today, my cue on when I had to go on stage and what I had to do, because it was embedded in my memory and it still is there. So every time I hear this music, it takes me back to my school days and to my first production on stage.
And that was you fell in love with theatre straight away from then?
Yes, because then I had gone home and you know, my parents knew I was very interested in the theatre, so they then started taking me to the theatre.
Okay, that's nice.
And hence, then it goes on to my next song, which is Salad Days. They had taken me to see Salad Days. And again, I was so impressed, because this was then an adult production of Salad Days. And you remember listening to all these the songs, but this song, which was We're Looking for a Piano, I just remember even what they were dressed and how they sort of did the choreography of their dance, and it just impressed me so much. So it's still there.
And is that something that you try to bring into your theatre productions? You want to bring that sort of quality and that standard.
Yes, but the thing is, you know, plays so go out of fashion. Mm. And Saladin is quite a very English play.
Yeah.
And sometimes with very English plays like that, maybe don't work so well in Malta.
Okay.
It is, you know, all your striped jackets and the boaters and things like that. I know.
Maybe we could just do a whole expats night at theatre, you know, get them all to come along.
It could be, but things come back into fashion again, you know. So, yes, but that's sort of part of my memory. Again, I was quite young, and it reminds me again of being taken to the theatre by my parents. Because I loved it so much, and they took me to anything that was available that I could go at my age.
And
at
to
the
see.
Time.
So let's have a listen to Salad Days. Sorry for the Brits out there.
We're looking for a piano. Yes, a piano.
Just any old piano.
No, the one that's rather rare. We'll write him all his praises till his reputation blazes from the papers and for crazies in the Chubby Daily Square.
It must be near to where we are.
We've seen it very lately.
You need not fear, we'll get too far. We only dance in daintily.
It's gone.
It's gone.
It's out of sight. The planet's most elusive.
We like to buy the rice so bright and even quite exclusive.
And be arrested for it makes the park congested when they roll so large a crowd.
They need a sight to be banal.
At first it would be wise to be sure they're able to define the crime. They close their eyes.
And license toys are out of date. They have to be recorded.
It's not plenty for to jerk your plate and pile away and hoard.
It's we're looking for a big I-A-N-O.
We're looking for a piano. Yes, a piano.
Not any old piano.
This one's a bit of an eye opener because
okay.
I know you quite well, and I was quite impressed to see this. So My Sweet Lord, George Harrison.
Okay, so the story behind this is that I had been moaning to my father to buy me a record player. Obviously, a record player. Some of you don't even know what a record player is, but anyway, the record player. And eventually, he bought me this record player. So I then had some pocket money, and I went and bought one record, which was George Harrison. Now, the story behind it was that I'd set up the record player and had the record ready, waiting for my sister to come home. And I'd locked the door, so then she had to ring the doorbell. And when I opened the door, she was standing there with a white blouse full of blood and stitches in her face. She'd had a car crash.
Oh.
So she sort of put her fingers through her lips, said, shh, not to say anything, because I was about to scream, because she had to go in and tell my parents that she was okay. So that sort of spoiled the airing of George Harrison, My Sweet Lord, which he heard eventually later. But so, you know, my first record and that
memory
is again embedded in my
but have you forgiven her now?
Well, I think so.
But and when you play that, does she know that this is important?
Probably
to
not,
you?
Because no. I mean, things that remain with me, I've forgotten by others, but to me it was very important because it was very impressive in my life when I was sort of quite young.
So let's have a listen to a bit of George Harrison there. My Sweet Lord.
Thank you.
Now this song I love. This actually reminds me a bit of my parents, in fact, and playing it full blast, you know, with my mum in her chiffon skirts and stuff. But what does this bring back to you? This is Young Hearts Run Free, which I'm trying not to sing, by Candy Staton.
Okay, so what brings that? So by this stage, in the mid-70s, I'd already gone to London, and I was free to do what I want. I didn't have my parents telling me what to do. So I obviously used to go to a disco, we used to call it in those days. Now it's called clubbing. And this was a song that the minute you heard this song, everybody was on the dance floor dancing. So it's my big first memory of a club, which was in Bond Street in London, that we used to go to, and dancing away, you know, till the early hours of the morning.
Do you remember the sorts of things you used to wear to go dancing?
Platform shoes, of course.
Yeah.
maybe a scarf around your neck and lots of chains around. big flared trousers, of course. That was, yes, I was a victim of fashion, I still am.
Good for you.
So in the 70s, yes.
You did that. And
I still have the platform shoes. So.
Do you?
Yes.
Did you keep all of those things just because of the theatre background or just because of their sentimental? Or?
I kept them because I had lots of space. But now when I've now sort of moved, I've given them to MADC Wardrobe, so I can still see them
This year you could have your own little cafe, you know, like the Hard Rock, and have your...
But the platform shoes I kept because I couldn't bear to part with them. They were bought in Carnaby Street.
Okay, so, they're very trendy then.
Of course.
Still today, you'd get away with wearing those. So we're going to...
I threaten to wear these shoes always, but
yes.
I never have done. We'll find an excuse.
But we're going to listen to Young Hearts Run Free. If you're driving, be careful. You will want to have a dance.
What's the sense in sharing this one and only life? Ending up just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years. And they will be filled with tears. Love only breaks up to start over again. You'll get the baby, but you won't have your man. While he's busy loving every woman that he can. Say I'm gonna leave 100 times a day. It's easier said than done when you just can't.
Today, say I'm gonna turn loose 1,000 times a day. How can I turn?
this song, this, I mean, I've got goosebumps.
Yeah.
Just about to say it. Neil Diamond. Oh, anything he does just makes me cry. Hello again.
Okay, so I love Neil Diamond and his songs. And Hello Again reminds me of my romantic side.
Mm-hmm.
There is one. I do have one for the people who know me. So it is. It brings back memories of a time in my life where, you know, love was there, so mm-hmm. it's still there, I suppose, but it was the beginning
new
love. So it brings back that sort of memory. So,
yeah.
And, you know, I listen to it, and as you say, it gives you goose.
Yeah, just goose takes buttons. You back.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's the sort of song just makes you just, you know, tears in the back of your eyes, ready to fall out at any second. And
nowadays, actually, if you listen to them on, say, on YouTube or something, they get glimpse, you know, shots of Neil Diamond, and you know, sort of, I look and I think, oh God, I have that hairstyle, you know, that sort of thing. You know, it's good to sort of have that memory and go back.
Yeah, because you do wonder now. You've got the sort of youth of today and the music that they're going to grow up with and the memories, and you know, we still cling on to, like I say, some of the things we wore and some of our style and things like that. And I sort of feel a bit sad for them that. They've got, you know, when they're old, they're going to be boom, boom, boom. I just...
No, but the thing is, I see the young people, though, they look at the music of the 80s and 90s and think, oh, that was such a long time ago. But that was my era sort of thing, you
that
know?
Scares me when you remember how many years ago that was, actually.
It's, yeah.
Yeah, so... La, 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 la. So, Neil Diamond, Hello Again. Get the tissues ready.
Hello again, hello. Just called to say hello. I couldn't sleep at all tonight, and I know it's late, but I couldn't wait. Hello, my friend, hello. Just called to let you know. I think about you every night when I'm here alone, and you're there at home. Hello. Maybe it's been crazy, and maybe I'm to blame, but I put my heart above my head. You're not there, I just need to hear hello, my friend, hello. It's good to meet you so. It's good to love you like I do, and I feel this way when I hear you say hello. But I couldn't wait.
Hello.
Now, this is a woman who I don't think gets enough airtime.
Completely agree.
Yeah.
And that's why she's my favourite, always has been. And she sort of seems to have sort of drifted away, really.
Yeah, the others, all those, excuse me, 80s pop star, Alison Moyet, all of the others seem to come back and do tours and, you know, end up on TV programmes and stuff. And you just never heard a word. And she was amazing.
She has a voice that can be picked up anywhere. Lovely. I was very lucky to have actually seen her also in one of my favourite shows, Chicago.
Okay.
So the minute, we'll come to Chicago, and which I've seen many, many, many times. And when I knew she was in it, I had to go and see her.
Absolutely,
because she's just,
So
Alison Moyet, I love most of her stuff. I used to have loads of her CDs and so on. Just going back, in those days we used to have tapes.
Yes,
cassette tapes.
Of
so
course.
Neil Diamond was on a cassette tape.
Okay.
But I think Alison Moyet was on a CD.
Okay, by then.
By then. So I love Alison Moyet, and All Cried Out is my all-time favourite. And it brings back memories of just sitting down and listening to this on a repeat. You know, keep on hearing it and hearing it.
Was this like a breakup time or something? Because this is one of those that just...
No. I never really had a breakup.
Oh, check you out.
So, it was part of sort of me being myself.
Uh-huh.
I used to spend time, listening to music on my own, which I love.
Uh-huh.
And, there was an arrangement that I used to have earphones on, and you just listen to the same thing, and you just press repeat.
This is one that, how she hits those notes. But anyway, have a listen, All Cried Out.
Change.
This is another soppy one. Come on, what are you trying to do to me? You're trying to make me cry at work.
Well,
this is a bit of George Michael and Careless Whisper, which, again, okay. Another heartbreaker.
Yeah. George Michael, I love George Michael. Again, in my youth, I sort of, with the right hairstyle and glasses, I look
it's
like George
true.
Michael.
It's true. I know. I'm seeing old photos of you. Yes.
So whenever I went to a fancy dress party, I always went as George Michael. It was very easy. Just a black uh-huh. suit, black shirt, sunglasses. Blow dried my hair to the style that
wow.
he did. So he was sort of favourite for that. And obviously, his music is, you know, 80s music. It was sort of the time where I was listening to lots of music. And Careless Whisper, I think, is another one that sort of, you know,
one of the good
I like
ones.
That sort of those sad songs that make you think.
Yeah, so they do sort of, you have to stop and you have to listen
yes.
to the lyrics and you, it's not something you're going to really dance to, but...
No, but he's just listening and thinking, you know. And it really, he finished such a sad ending, really,
yes.
when you think about it.
Yeah.
Sure,
that wasn't intentional, but...
Yeah.
Anyway, George Michael and Careless Whisper, we're going to have to make you cry again.
Thank you.
Okay, this is the Martin I know.
Okay, now.
Moving on up. This is energy, high level, you know, okay. You can't sit still, you're going to jump around. Where is that in your music? How does that end up on your musical memories?
Well, because now we've all been very sad all of a sudden. You want to cheer up, I think. But again, like all the others who are favourites of mine, Heather Small, again, she has that distinctive voice.
Very, yeah.
That you can pick her out from anywhere, wherever she is. She's M People, and she's got a career on her own right. And I loved her style. She, you know, that big afro hair. I mean, fantastic. And again, this is for cheery ones, so it gets you moving, really. Well, moving on up. So.
And it was just something, it's just one of hers that you like, there's no particular memory attached
to
it?
I like her as a person, mm-hmm. You know, so I always would listen to her.
Okay.
But then this particular song, when I was thinking, you know, I was thinking, who are my favourites? And this song is one of my favourites.
Yeah, it came up and it gets you jigging around.
Absolutely, yeah. So, you know. The days I used to dance, but I still dance actually.
So we're going to have a snippet of this one just because it's, yeah, quite high energy. And we've got to save a bit of time for the next one, which is a bit of a long track. But let's have a listen to Moving On Up by Heather Small first.
From the devil's cup, you broke my heart. There's no way back. Move right out of here, baby. Go on, pack your bags. Just who do you think you are? Stop acting like some kind of star. Just who do you think you are?
So you talked earlier about Chicago, the musical.
Yes. I mean, I love musicals, obviously. I'm involved in the theatre. I love musicals. I mean, whenever I go to London, I will see every possible musical going. Mm-hmm. And some I have seen once, twice, three times. But something like Chicago, I probably have seen 7 or 8
wow,
times,
okay.
If not 9. but I just watch it. I just love it. And so there's all the music I love. But I think this Cell Block Tango one mm-hmm. is amazing.
Yes.
Because there's, whether they're the dancers on stage, they're all got incredible bodies and they can dance, they can sing, and you just see talents oozing out of their pores. I mean, amazing. So this is just like one of my all-time favourite songs from a musical.
Is this something you'd like to do yourself?
Oh, I always imagine myself doing it, but, you know.
Can you just write to them and, you know, sort of Jim will fix it type of thing, you know, please can I have a go?
Yes, I would have always loved to have been in it, but the days have gone now. I've missed my chance.
No. When you've seen a show many times, do you go because you said earlier that Alison Moyet had one of the roles, is it because the actors change, or is it... You just go in, it's on.
You just go because I love the music, but then you see a new interpretation.
Okay.
Because it's always interpreted differently. You know, so you just go. I mean, I think the last time I saw it was about 2 years ago in the West End. And again, it was a completely different
take on it.
And probably lots of unknowns in it, but they're just talented unknowns. You know, there was no major part.
Right.
But they were just all fantastic, you know, as I said. Bodies dancing, singing, amazing. You know, you leave elated and, you know, humming some tunes.
And high kicking.
Yes.
Well, you could, I couldn't, but yeah, not in these shoes. So we're going to listen to Cell Block Tango out of the musical Chicago.
And now the six merry murderers. Of the Cook County Jail in their rendition of the Cell Block Tango. Pop. Six. Squish.
Cicero. Lipschitz.
Pop. Six. Squish.
Cicero.
Lipschitz. He had it coming. He had it coming. He only had himself to blame. If you'd have been there, if you'd have seen it, I bet you would have done the same. Lipschitz. He had it coming.
You know how some people have these little habits to get you down? Like Bernie. Bernie liked to chew gum. No, not you. Pop. So this one day I come home and I'm really irritated and I'm looking for a little sympathy. And there's Bernie laying there on the couch drinking a beer and chewing. No, not chewing. Popping. So I said to him, I said, you pop that gum one more time. And he did. So I took the shotgun off the wall and fired two warning shots. Into his head.
He had it coming. He had it coming. He only had himself to blame. If you'd have been there, if you'd have heard it, I bet you would have done the same.
He had it coming.
I met Ezekiel Young from Salt Lake City about 2 years ago. And he told me he was single and we hit it off right away. So we started living together. He'd go to work, he'd come home, I'd fix him a drink, we'd have dinner. And then I found out, single, he told me, single my ass. Not only was he married, oh no, he had six wives. One of those Mormons, you know. So that night, when he came home from work, I fixed him his drink as usual. You know, some guys just can't hold their arsenic.
He had it coming.
Pop, six,
he had it coming.
Cicero
Lips, he took a smile.
Pop, six,
squish.
Pop, Cicero Lips,
and then he used it.
Pop,
and he abused it.
Six,
it was a murder, but not a crime.
Cicero Lips.
Now, I'm standing in the kitchen carving up the chicken for dinner. Minding my own business. When in storms my husband Wilbur in a jealous rage. You've been screwing the milkman, he says. He was crazy and he kept screaming, you've been screwing the milkman! And then he ran into my knife. He ran into my knife 10 times!
You'd have been there if you'd have seen it. I bet you would have done the same.
¿Qué estoy haciendo aquí?
Dicen que mi famoso amante sujetó a mi marido mientras yo le echaba la cabeza. Pero eso no es cierto. Yo soy inocente. No sé por qué Cosán dice que yo lo maté. Traté de explicarlas a la estación de policía, pero ellos no me entendieron.
Yeah, but did you do it, honey?
Not guilty.
My sister Veronica and I had this double act, and my husband Charlie traveled around with us. Now for the last number in our act, we did these 20 acrobatic tricks in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Splits, spread eagles, backflips, flip-flops, one right after the other. Now this one night we were in the Hotel Cicero, the three of us, boozing, having a few laughs, when we run out of ice. So I go out to get some, and when I come back, I open the door and there's Veronica and Charlie doing number 17.
The spread eagle.
Now I was in such a state of shock I completely blacked out. I don't remember a thing. It wasn't until later when I was washing the blood off my hand I even knew they were dead.
They had it coming. They had it coming. They had it coming all along. I didn't do it, but if I'd done it, how could you tell me that I was wrong? We had it coming.
I loved Alvin Lipschitz more than I can possibly say. He was a real artistic guy. Sensitive, a painter. But he's always trying to find himself. He'd go out every night looking for himself. And on the way he found Ruth, Gladys, Rosemary, and Irving. I guess you can say we broke up because of artistic differences. He saw himself as alive, and I saw him dead!
The dirty bum, 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 bum. The dirty bum, 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 bum. They had it coming. They had it coming. They had it coming all along. As if they used us, and they abused us. How could you tell us that we were wrong? They had it coming. They had it coming. They only had themselves to blame. If you'd have been there, if you'd have seen it, I bet you would have done the same.
Pop that gum one more time.
Single my ass.
10 times.
Number 17, the spread eagle. Artistic differences.
I betcha you would have done the same.
And again, this, Kylie Minogue, had to be on this list, especially this one.
But there's a reason why she's on.
Yeah.
I am a Kylie fan, but the reason was that when this song came out, I was studying to become an aerobic teacher and the spinning instructor.
How old were you at that point? Can I
yes,
just ask?
Yes, I was 45.
Okay, so... Mm-hmm.
I was 45. And it was there out, so I obviously it said spinning, so I had to put it in my...
In your playlist, because you were sort of famous for spinning classes.
Yes, but this is when I was doing my exams.
Yeah, so,
Putting the music together. And in those days, again, there were tapes and so on. And I put that in. So every time I hear it, I remember of my exam.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good memory.
of my aerobics. So, yes, because I mean, the music that I used was so important. Because I had done, you know... exams were aerobic for spinning, for circuit training, step classes.
Okay.
You know, I had done the whole lot.
Okay.
And, you know, I was lucky enough to have the time to do it. So I went for 6 months and studied all that and did it and came back to Malta and then change of career.
Part of it is actually you have to show them a class.
Of course. If you pass your exam, you've got to give a class in your exam. And if you don't go to the music or your music is too fast or too slow, you fail.
So you really have to think it through. It's not just...
There's a lot. It's not as easy as you think.
Because my fitness instructor is evil and she plays these really, really fast things. And I'm like, I'm not going to do it that speed.
But I remember one of my criticisms for my step class was that my music was a bit too fast.
Okay.
Because I was...
fit, active, bubbly.
Yes, so, yeah. And then she told me, so you've got to slow it down. And I said, yes, of course, but I, you know, got my certificate and I didn't slow it down.
And you've been spinning around ever since.
Exactly. There so, yes.
So a little bit of Kylie just to cheer us all up again there.
Yeah.
One on your memory. I know that you had loads more that we could have put on here,
yeah.
but this is O Mio Babbino Caro.
That's it.
Oh. It's,
the opera is Gianni Schicchi, and this is Giacomo Puccini. Now, from A Room with a View.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the story, so it's going to finish on a sad note. I had a dog that was 13 years old, and it was the day had come where we had to put him down. And the appointment was for 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So we had taken the day off to spend the day with the dog and went for a little walk first in his favourite park and gave him a fillet to eat, which he didn't eat. And then I sort of thought, I'll spend the day cuddling him. And I watched A Room with a View and listened to this music. And since then, I have not listened to that music or seen that film because of the sad memories it brings back of having to take my dog to, you know, to be put to sleep.
Mm.
So it's sad, but it's very memorable. It's very meaningful to me. And in fact, having sort of thought about it now, I've thought to myself, I'm going to go and watch A Room with a View again for the first time in 20 years, because it was about the year 2000 that we had to put the dog down. So I thought to myself, I think it's time that I can face the film again now.
Oh.
So it's a sad note, but it's a happy one because I had 13 good years with my dog.
Exactly. That's so, a good dog's life.
Exactly.
So we're going to leave you all as well with Oh Mio Babino Caro, oh, from A Room With A View. Thank you so much for coming in, Martin. It's been a real musical journey. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much for having me. Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed visiting Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and this week's guest. Tune in next week for more.